So let's start with this. The experts are always wrong. And let's start with the trade thing. You mentioned it. I know we have a lot of ground to cover. But the experts are right. There's no trade retaliation. There's no trade war. All that stuff is wrong. The stock market's going up big time. There's no recession. There's no inflation. It's like they missed every single part of this story, Victor.
Yeah, I think we're in the new frontier, Larry. We've never been before. We don't know at what rate of profit our foreign policy, our foreign partners are racking up these surpluses. Apparently, if it's a moderate 10 to 15% tariff, they can eat that without jacking up prices and pricing themselves out of this lucrative consumer market. So, and I don't think any of the experts ever counted on that. There's things that are going on in progress, Larry, that we've never seen before. We don't know the economic ramifications when people in the administration say there may be $10 trillion to $15 trillion in new foreign investment. Mm. The entire market capitalization of Silicon Valley is only $9 trillion. Mm. That's a lot. Mm. So we're talking about numbers we've never really encountered, and that's besides the big, beautiful bill, taxes on remittances worldwide, taxes on endowments. So there's all sorts of new developments I don't think the experts have expertise. We don't know the ramifications economically when the Department of Interior or the EPA say they're going to lessen the red tape from a two-year application process for a permit down to 21 days, or what the ramifications are of a million self-deportations, many of whom are on public assistance. So I think we're just in completely new territory that the economists thought they were familiar with, and they weren't.